Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Is this Keto NutriSlim?
I'm customer support for many different companies. Ma'am, I have to locate the account. Okay. Can I get your zip code?
66061.
Can I get your name?
Yes, Brandy, last name Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Rogers, give me just a brief moment. See if I can locate that account.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Can I get you to verify your address for me, ma'am?
Yes, 812 South Sheridan Circle, Olathe, Kansas, 66061.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. I see you did a trial for the NutriSlim Keto, which is good for reducing your appetite, boosting your metabolism, as well as their cleanse, which is good at getting rid of toxins and burning fat faster. Did you get a chance to read the terms and conditions for your bottle?
No, I didn't, but can I get, I'm needing to send the product back because I wasn't happy with it. Can I get their return address to send it back?
They don't take it back, ma'am. As long as you cancel it out during your trial period, the bottles are yours for free. Because of COVID, they don't take anything back. But if you let it go past your trial period, they do charge full price for the bottles and place you in an auto ship. I can help you update the account so that way you don't get charged or shipped out anymore.
It should be canceled because I already called to cancel it. Can you check verify that it was canceled?
Let's make sure. It probably was. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do see here that it was canceled out. But they're not going to take it back because they don't take back product.
Okay, what if I'm not happy with it and can I get partial credit back on it or?
From what I know and going by their procedures is, as long as the customer call in and cancel out during their trial, we are to cancel it out. The customer gets the bottle for free. Let them know that they don't have to return it. If the customer calls in after trial, we have to inform them they were charged full price for their bottles, offer them discounts, and get them canceled out so that way they don't get charged or shipped out anything else.
Okay. Well, can you see what kind of credit you can give me? Because that's what I was trying to do. I had been emailing them, and they were just like, contact our phone number, because I was trying to get the return address. They didn't give me any information like you just did. So how would I go about maybe getting some credit back on it?
Give me just a brief moment, because as far as I know, those are the valid charges for the bottles, ma'am. Okay? But give me just a brief moment, see if there's anything they have in the notes.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Okay, ma'am, I do have to ask, did you dispute those charges?
I did, but my bank said that they had to go through because of the trial period, which I saw nothing about that, but whatever. It's
okay.
Kind of a little shady company.
Okay, reason why I'm asking is because they have it here that you disputed. Whenever you dispute a charge, We can't take and do anything to the account. Look like the last time you called was on the 6th. Go ahead.
Yes, and that lady was not a very nice lady that helped me. She said, I mean, she was basically, I was trying to speak with the manager. She wasn't letting me speak with anybody. And so, yes, I did say that I would try to dispute the charges because there was nothing in there telling me how much I was going to be charged for those bottles of pills after that trial period.
Mm-hmm.
So the charges did go through. My bank said that they did, they wouldn't be able to dispute them. So that's why I was trying to email them and see if I could return the product for some sort of credit.
Yes, ma'am. The thing of it is, whenever there is a, well, state, if there is a dispute, we can't really touch the account because, see, we're a third-party center to that company.
Mm-hmm.
So they really won't let us touch it. I can't advise if you call back with your bank rep online. If they state to us, because, see, like I said, they have a thing on here stating that you will dispute. And you, I asked you, did you dispute? And you said yes, but you were stating that something about the bank. The thing of it is, we have to have on record from the bank them stating that they will drop the dispute or they won't dispute before I can even offer the discounts, that refund discounts that he offered you from the beginning.
Okay. Can I send you the letter that my bank sent me?
I can't take a letter. They have to call, ma'am. Now, if it already went through a dispute process, it ties our hands too. It means that they hadn't already talked to the company and we can't do anything.
Okay, then how do I contact NutriSlim? I will or whoever these people are. How do I how do I contact them directly?
You were
going through you.
When you emailed, that was the main company. Come think about it, from what I'm looking at on your account, your first conversation was with the main company, their main supporters.
No, it was not. It was you guys. No,
okay, I'm only saying it because I'm looking at the name.
Right. They wouldn't let me talk to them because I tried.
Okay,
that's why I was a little bit frustrated.
Maybe her name is just the same as the company. Give me just a brief moment. HMC. HMC.
Because she kept telling me that she was a third party rep, or you know what you're saying, and that I couldn't contact, I could not directly talk to
the company.
Right.
Okay. Well, you emailed as well, right? I see the lot.
No,
you email as well.
I emailed that NutriSlim. I responded to their receipt that they had initially sent me for my purchase.
Yes, ma'am. And they look like they, did they send back anything to you?
They said contact the toll-free number.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I have here too. And it was from the company. To be able to get with that company, you're going to have to email them again. But I'm going to be honest, they're probably going to tell you the same thing. If there has already been a dispute between them, then the company and the bank, that means they already handle it. But if it hasn't went through for that process, then what you can do is call back with your bank online to us. As long as they will drop the dispute, we can take and try to work those refunds that they offered you.
All right, so I need to call back with the bank rep on my phone, on the phone.
Yes.
To you guys.
As long as they have not put that dispute through, yes, ma'am. But if they have already put the dispute through, then it still ain't going to go through even on our end because the company's not going to let it.
Do you have a number that I can call the actual company instead of getting you guys?
I wish I could. I don't. They don't give us the number. They just have their website
and
their email. So I do truly apologize about that.
I know,
but I would email. I would email that email you emailed last time.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Let them know that the bank dropped the dispute, you know, or they're not going to dispute, and to see if you can get something back. But I do know because it shows a dispute on the account, we can't, as a third party, touch your account without, you know, some kind of confirmation from your bank. And like I said, if it's a letter and they have already went to that company to dispute those charges, even if we were to try, that company's going to block it. They're not going to let it go through.
Okay, sounds good. I'll try them again.
Okay. Is there anything else I could do for you?
Nope, that'll do it.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support.
All right.
You have a great day.
Have a good, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.